What?
Do you own this?
He owns this house, man.
Yes,
he
owns this house. Yeah,
you
yeah.
own this?
We own yeah. this house. What are you mad about?
I don't own anything.
You own that nice ring.
Yeah, I got this nice ring. But do you know what's happening with this nice ring, what? Right? Is that I went to, you know, like the markets. I was at Glebe Markets. Are we recording?
Yep. Yes, we are.
Is this just the start?
Well, this is the pre-pod.
I went to the Glebe Markets today and I was like, ooh, Sydney, what's Sydney got to offer? Mm-hmm. And I saw the fake version of this ring for $50 and this was like a $400 ring. It looks a little bit like exactly the same and I'm fucking furious. So mad.
I wore a fake wedding ring that I bought at Glebe Markets when I lost mine for about 6 months.
Okay, that's so
let's
smart.
Let's introduce the pod and we'll get into this. Hello, Free to a Good Home podcast, Michael Hing, Ben Jenkins, and our...
Treat yourself to a verb, man.
Nah, we'll not. Our audience is exclusively robots who interpret nothing but nouns. But they're just Tesla AI searching for things to...
I got
to
tell
avoid.
You, I've been editing a lot of scripts lately. And oh, sure, should we introduce
let's get out.
What are you editing scripts for?
It's her podcast.
Which actors are you editing
Some
scripts
fucking
for?
Terrible actors.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Her name is Michelle Brazier. You love her. I actually need to check with you, Michelle, because mm-hmm. I've known you for a decade.
Me?
No, I need to check with you because I've known you for a decade. And I've always said your name is Michelle Brazier.
Yeah.
But I've heard other people say Brazier.
No, that's wrong.
Okay, Brazier.
You're right.
Okay.
Brazier, like the Coles.
Now that's Brazier, isn't it?
What?
No, that's...
Hang on, a Coles, what you call boobs?
What Coles are you talking
you
about?
You know those like... A Brazier, how is this your name and you don't know what it is?
What?
But that's spelled with a Z.
What?
Yeah. A Brazier is like, imagine like a...
Oh, not the supermarket Coles, like hot Coles. I understand.
Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you.
So good to have you back. Because this is technically your podcast.
Yeah, it's
my podcast.
It's weird how rarely you are on this podcast given that it's legally yours.
I think sometimes the CEO needs to check out and just let, you know, you hire, you delegate, you get a good team.
Oh, she's so a girl true. Boss.
A lot of people are saying, I think accurately, that it's unbecoming of Elon Musk to be tweeting so much now that he owns Twitter.
It's humiliating. Sure. It's so embarrassing.
You don't go on the podcast you own. Imagine. Owning a podcast and doing it all the time.
So embarrassing to do your own podcast. Yeah, like what? Get over yourself. Who are you? Yucky. Yeah.
But Ben, I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
So me and Michelle are currently working on a show at the moment. This is the thing that we've been fucking dancing around on this podcast for a very long time.
Yes.
Me and Michelle are on a sketch show that's going to be on Channel 7. Uh-huh.
It's called
We Interrupt This Broadcast.
Interrupting Cow Moo. Yeah. And when's it coming out?
2030.
No, it's then the seas will rise and it'll be the perfect time.
It's fucking
comedy.
Soon. It's sometime next year. Uh-huh. And it's underway.
It's underway, baby.
No one, underway. One of the senior people at Seven said to me the other day, well, no one can stop this train. Which was a
very thrilling.
Encouraging and thrilling to say.
So but it's I on was Channel saying, 7?
Yes.
It's on Channel 7.
Yes.
Yes.
But I was saying, as a result of my job, which is co-head writer on the show, I've been editing an absurd amount of scripts.
I've been sending in some absurd scripts for him to promptly bin.
There was a script that former guest on the show, Naomi, sent in that was fantastic.
Naomi Higgins.
Yeah, and we really enjoyed it. Uh-huh. And then the powers that be said this needs to be half as long.
Oh.
And I don't want to compare Naomi Higgins to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, but it did occur to me that it was very much like the emperor being like, there's too many notes. And Mozart being like, it's the exact right amount of notes. Because when I went to edit this script, I was like, I really like every bit of this, because it was just a monologue, every bit of this is load-bearing.
Yes,
if I kick out that wall, the whole thing
the whole
falls
thing
down.
Crumbles.
So I was tempted just to submit it without any verbs, which would have brought it right down.
Right. So that's coming out very soon. We interrupt this broadcast. It's on Channel 7. It'll be on their catch-up services
I've got to tell you, it's a fucking Free to a Good Home fest.
Smorgasbord. Yeah.
Smorgasbord.
It's you. It's Michelle.
Yep.
It's Greg Larson. It's Ben Russell.
Yeah.
Loads of people we love on the show. Obviously, Michael Hing. Is he on the...
He is.
Is he involved in it at all?
It's interesting.
Mark Sutton. Zoe Norton Lodge.
Yeah, it's interesting. Michael Hing was a name that came up.
Uh-huh. And...
I vetoed that.
Yeah. Every cast member gets a veto.
Yeah.
And all of them use theirs for me.
Yeah. Yes. And I was like, you guys don't need to do this because once one person vetoes it, and they were like, we just need to be sure.
Yeah, they were like, it's kind of like a tontine. If Michelle dies, we want Greg's veto to stand in.
Exactly. It's important.
Exactly. So that was very thorough.
But the other thing I interrupted you talking about, Ben, was your fraudulent wedding ring you bought from Glebe Markets.
Well, I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I lost my wedding ring.
Uh-huh.
I lost Michelle a little while ago.
Because he doesn't love his family. That's
I see.
He doesn't respect the sanctity of marriage.
Took it off.
I lost a lot of weight about a year ago.
Okay, brag. Okay, daddy.
Which I since I think have more or less put on. It was when I like kind of stopped drinking.
You're muscly now.
No.
Were you always muscly? I remember being surprised. I remember seeing you. It wasn't today, but it was like recently when I saw you and I was like, what's this? What is this? I get so angry when people I do not meet as like looking like they go to the gym suddenly look like they go to the gym. And I'm like, oh God, now I have to go to the gym. Shit.
I think it's honestly, and this is the lamest thing I'll ever say, but if I do have any muscle mass, it's because my toddler is currently
getting heavier and heavier as he grows.
He's doing two things. He's getting heavier and he's getting fucking lazier. So he wants to be carried everywhere.
Oh, I see.
But
so you lost a bunch of weight. You stopped drinking. You lost weight.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't stop, but I stopped drinking beer. A lot.
Yes.
Were you like, I'm having beers every night, or I'm having a bottle of wine a night?
Yeah, and I just
so many people do that, and they're like, I don't know why I cannot shift this box. And it's like, babe, that's you are drinking 6,000 calories every night.
This is very simple thermodynamics.
So funny. I've been that woman.
Energy cannot be created or destroyed.
Yeah, so, I mean, so good.
That's your issue right there.
I love it. Every time I do drink, I'm like, I'll dance it off. Don't worry. Don't worry about me.
So I started drinking like maybe like once a month or so. Anyway, dropped a lot of weight. And as a result of that, my wedding ring just like slipped off my finger.
But you don't know where or?
I do know where. It was in a park in Annandale.
Oh no.
And it was almost like a sketch. Because I lost weight and there, I lost my wedding ring, couldn't find it in the park. And then I like,
immediately you were hit on by some models.
No, I went up to somebody, I was like searching, fossicking through the thing. And it's very clear when somebody's lost something because they're fossicking.
Yeah.
And this lady came up to me and she was like, can I help you? And I was like, oh, I can't find my wedding ring. And she was like, well, that's fine. I have a metal detector. I live two doors down.
What?
I'll go get it. So then she went to get a metal detector. Another woman came up to me, which was like, can I help you? And I was like, oh, I've lost my wedding ring. And she was like, well, I'm at the park with my like six children. They'll do an emu parade. So they did an emu parade looking for the, I don't know if that's an Australian thing. Emu parade is where you,
I imagine they're Australian.
Typically too. Associated
where
with.
Where else is an emu parade? If not Australia,
it's actually a Venezuelan
then where?
Term, man.
You know, like when you have a koala summit. Is that an Australian
thing? It's just a line of people, often children,
it's
walking across a park.
You typically associate it with the locating of a body.
SES combing a creek for a body or something. Yeah.
So children were doing this. This woman was going to get a metal detector.
Right.
And then there were these other two people who were fossicking around for something else.
There were other two people in balaclavas and strappy jumpers. the ring.
It was an absolute sort of race against time. There was also some Nazgul who were looking for it.
Boris and Natasha were there.
Yeah. But no, it was, and then these other people were fossicking and I was like, oh, What are you doing? And they were like, we're geocaching.
Oh.
And I was like, I have not heard that term since 2005.
I love geocaching. I only found out about it as an adult.
Yeah. Oh, it's great fun.
Because in the country, you don't
It wouldn't have existed when you were a child.
I know. Apparently it was. My friend Rosie Jones, she was like, yeah, we used to do it when I was young. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I did it like
But I guess
first
not the same in the
uni.
Phone. Yeah, I guess it would have been a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to, when I did it in first year uni, you had to have
you
like.
You couldn't have done it in first year.
Yeah, with Dave Harmon.
I thought that would have been like fifth year or
no,
something.
His dad had a like GPS
or something.
Thing.
Oh.
But anyway, they were geocaching. And I was like, well, do you want to do the most wonderful geocache of all? Find my fucking wedding ring. And so they were on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so good.
And it was like the whole community and I still couldn't fucking find it.
Oh.
So like.
So the ring you're wearing right now.
Well, the ring I'm wearing right now is.
Plastic. It's an onion
Well,
ring.
No, but for like 6 months, I went to Glebe Markets and bought a shitty little copper one that that left a mark on my skin every time it kind of moved. But this is just one that I went to because the jeweler that made me and Anya's matching wedding rings, they went out of business and possibly there was a mafia issue.
There's always a mafia issue.
Well, I'm in the
Mafia?
Yes, I'm the mafia. No, I'm in the market for some wedding rings.
Yeah, I heard.
A pair of them.
The two.
Because of an upcoming wedding. My own, actually.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about the guest list.
Do you know? Do you fucking know?
Oh, hang on. Don't.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, well, tell me.
Can I tell you something about this?
Yeah, tell me. Tell me secrets.
So one time, maybe like, I don't know, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
6 months ago, maybe?
Yeah.
We were talking about Michael's wedding.
I remember.
Yeah.
I've never stopped thinking about it.
You were there, weren't you?
I was there.
Sorry, yes.
What was this conversation?
And he said, I'd be on the top of page 300 or something like that.
We'd both be like more or less in the same place.
That was unfair to you.
I mean, Michelle's fantastic, but I've known him for almost 20 years.
But I'm a really good guest to have on your guest list. I take good photos. I am more well known.
You are a
more
good,
easily recognized.
I feel like just Michelle's star power really rises.
No, that's true.
I can sing. You get me at your wedding. You've got a free labor. You have someone to sing for free.
Yeah, that's true. This is the difference between front of house and back of house talent.
Absolutely. No one's carrying your shoes.
Yeah. If we need someone to script the wedding, I'll give you a call. Okay, buddy? No, but how and I look, thinking about rings, and she said last night that she's been given some ancestral gold from the homeland. From Bangladesh. It's sort of a family thing.
Like an ingot?
I'm not. I think it's like jewelry and stuff. Uh-huh. And so we're trying to find a person now who will potentially melt down the old gold.
I'll do it.
And yeah, Mel, she'll do it.
Well, I'll do it.
Well, no, I think it requires like a furnace or whatever.
Yeah, a brazier. I'm a brazier. I can do it. I'll just put
it
in me.
Who better?
Well,
I just eat it and then it comes out melted.
She's going to poo it out.
Wow. I'm going to poo it out.
Well, the thing is, I've called some goldsmiths, I guess, whatever, that I found on Google, and they are the wackiest men you'll ever meet.
Really?
Oh, like, yar, I'll take your gold, sonny. Like, proper, like, there's no, like, people who are in the world of trading gold are often dealing with, like, stolen stuff or criminals or what. I don't know what it is. For some reason, there's a real energy about
old world eccentricity.
Name for that energy, and that is dog breeder. That's the energy.
I think you are absolutely right.
Yeah.
I think anyone who's a profession that has been around since, like, the Medicis, or even like, been around since like the Roman times, is going to be eccentric in like a very specific way. I think actually, having met a lot of them now, barristers are the same.
Barristers
are eccentric in a really kind of dog breedery kind of way.
Yeah, man. And they all want to. Yeah, I don't know about that. A lot of lawyers wanting to be actors as well. Get out of here.
Get out of here, Sean McAuliffe.
Get out of here, Sean.
This is a podcast where we go through all of the week's classifieds and text on the internet and find the best.
Can I do a snack report?
Oh, of course you may, Ben.
If you please.
Mm-hmm. We're recording this at my house, and I've provided Ben with both a beverage and a snack. Ben,
Michael
Hing
has
your
a lot of flaws, as we all know.
I mean, we know
it's what the whole,
all the
it's
flaws.
What the whole group chat is about.
Yeah.
But one thing he really delivers on, I can't fault him on, is he's a gracious host when it comes to snacks.
You are a gracious host.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle. So I let Michelle use my bathroom before.
For free.
For free.
For free.
Yes. And after the podcast, he's going to let me open all the cupboards so I can figure out which bits of this are wall and which bits of this are cupboard. I love this.
Is that something you just like to do in any room you're in?
Oh, yeah. I need to know. Yep. If there's tunnels in this bitch, I got to find them.
Yeah. So what Hing said to me, do you want a snack? And I said, I'd like some liquid. And if you have a snack, I'd like that.
A solid as well.
Like a liquid and a solid.
Fuck, Mo's going through this stage at the moment where he's like, I think all kids go through this, where he's like, I'm hungry. And you go, what do you want? And he goes, and he tells you something like insanely both specific and vague.
Like what?
The other day he was literally sprawled on the floor, like a scene out of like Gone with the Wind, like writhing around. And he was like, I'm hungry. And I was like, well, what do you want, buddy? You got to tell me what you want. And he was like, something that's hard.
Oh, mate. I had dinner the other night with Debbie Lardner and Naomi Higgins did that to the point where Demi had to get two different orders. Naomi had been like, she couldn't sleep the night before, so she was so tired. And we were just like I got there and like they both have ADHD. So I was like, can we order dinner? It's been so many hours. We have to order dinner. And then it sat in the cart for ages while Naomi was like, I don't know. And I was like, oh my God. And then we did like two different orders. And I was like, I can't. It's like it's tomorrow now.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow. And she just ordered like a red pasta. She's like, I just want pasta with red. I was like, I love you. You got to sort this out.
They need a kids menu and an ADHD.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do.
But yeah, no. So Michael went to his fridge and got me a 625 gram tub of bright crawlers, those sour worms.
These are trolley worms.
Trolley worm.
I think like sour worms is probably.
I'm
like
gonna
the
have
name.
One. I'm gonna have one right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, of course, go for it. And do you know what he did, Michelle? He took these out of the fridge, so they're chilled.
They're chilled worms,
and you wouldn't think that it would work, but it really does.
I think it's good. I don't know about this. I don't have lollies very much. It's quite full for me.
What's your review?
Michelle. I don't know if it's coming through her voice. I think it might be. But over the past 15 seconds, Michelle has been sort of escalating to a panic attack.
I saw a video of a cat having a lemon the other day, and I thought, I feel like I'm that. Like, I just didn't expect it to be so. There's so much going on.
You're crying.
I don't really eat. This kind of food very much.
This is incredible.
I've had one before, but like it's just been a long time. My mouth hurts. Does your mouth hurt?
No.
What? This is good. My jaw is like locking. So sweet.
Michelle, if this kills you, would you?
You can release it. You can release it.
Okay, good.
Well, do you think you've had a?
My cheeks red.
You look shocked. You look like you've just run 5 kilometres.
I'm so surprised. I come from Melbourne. I was expecting some sort of sourdough with avocado.
Instead,
you're crazy.
You don't have to eat it. Just
I'm just going to put it on this coaster and finish it later.
That's what it's for.
When was the last time you ate a sour worm, do you think?
Years. Okay. It's been possibly decades since I was a child.
Don't like lollies?
No, I don't like lollies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I like chocolate. That's not crazy.
That's a lolly.
Yeah, I just don't like an insane
poisonous worm.
Yeah.
You don't get up in the middle of the night and eat fistfuls of chocolate bullets, for example.
No, I don't have any children.
Okay,
so I'm like happy. I'm like happy with my lot.
So I feel like we reviewed. That's what it is. We reviewed. Michelle's given her opinion on the trolley summit, the sour worm spin. Do you have anything you want to add?
I just want to say that it's a classic that I do revisit a lot. But you've put a really interesting twist on it by chilling the worms in advance.
I'm glad you chilled them. I don't think I could handle this at room temp.
I also will say that you've paired it with a glass of, and the glass is a limited edition Apollo 13 commemorative glass.
Which I bought when we were in Seattle for that Dungeons and Dragons trip.
Beautiful. And you filled it, though, with cranberry juice. The order of today is tart.
It's a tart day.
I'm the tartest boy that ever there was.
You're a tart little boy. Your cheeks are right up into your temple. You're sort of.
Do you feel like because you and your wife are sort of wine connoisseurs of sorts, Ben?
Sure.
Would you say that the cranberry juice is paired well with
it's
the sour one?
Very well. Sometimes you want a contrast, right? Sometimes you want something sweet to go with something tart. But in this case, the double tartness combined with, I will say, me and Anya and Mo this morning went to the Botanic Gardens and did a tour for bush tucker. For like indigenous food.
Are you eating things grown in the garden?
Yeah. Yeah, you're eating like lily pilly berries and sniffing some lemon myrtle leaves.
Yum.
And really, really good. Mm. But a very tart experience
as
well.
Tart experience.
Sure. So, I mean, my day. I've had a real tart day. It's been a tart day's night.
Ben, what have you got for us, classified-wise?
Here we go.
Wait, let's not start the podcast. I have something to say.
We are 18 minutes in.
I know, but I just realised this is the perfect story for literally only this podcast.
Oh,
because
have
yesterday
you recently bought or sold something online?
No, nothing. It was not that. So it's, it's adjacent to this, but it's like so I went over to my friend's house last night and I was like, what is this? It's like a giant crystal butt plug, right? And it's huge.
Is that actually what it was?
No, that's not. But if you picture it.
Right. And like if Swarovski made a...
Made a butt plug for...
A gorilla.
Thor, for like maybe like Thanos.
Okay.
That's right, guys. I'm a nerd. Even though I'm beautiful.
Thanos did nothing wrong.
So it's this big sort of thing. But you can lie it on its side and it becomes clear that it's a... It's like a wine decanter. It's just an unusual shape.
It's a slightly flat side. It's the lid to the wine decanter. Oh, no, it's the whole decanter.
It's the whole thing. Yeah, the whole decanter. Right, but just when they bought it, when my friends bought it, it was sitting upright like a
butt plug.
They saw it. They left the op shop. They put it on its side, figured out what it was. They came back to the op shop later and it had been replaced in its rightful position. And they were like, this is a butt plug. Sell it for what it is. Sure. Anyway, so they bought it because on it, inscripted on it, it says... To Peter, it's proper Swarovski crystal.
Okay, and they've
on top of it, engraved. Not Swarovski, like proper crystal. Yeah. On top of it, it says engraved to Peter Goff for 20 years of service at Dreamworld. Isn't that amazing? At Dreamworld.
Dreamworld.
So this guy got this decanter from Dreamworld for doing 20 years. Anyway, so we found him. And
Yeah,
we found him on that we went there's like a Dreamworld Facebook where people talk about all their favorite memories in Dreamworld.
And what as like employees or participants?
Participants.
Right.
And he was a train driver at Dreamworld for like 35 years. So if you in the last 35 years have been on the toot toot train at Dreamworld, Peter was driving you. And if you know Peter, can you let him know that we have his butt plug slash.
But why did he take it to the op shop?
I have no idea. That's the thing. It's like, it looks as though he's still alive. Online, I found there were seven people who shared it, and one of them appears to be his mother or his sister. But I couldn't find like him or any children of his or anything like that. But there was a few people, there's some people who shared it who were private, and a few people like commented on it saying that they, you know, remembered him very fondly. But he stayed there for another 15 years after the 20. So it's maybe so it's just old and he got a bigger one and so he's upgraded.
This was found at an op shop. You then stalked the person online who made it.
Yes.
Sorry, no, well, who was given to. Right, okay.
So I don't know if he's passed away. 20
years driving a train in Dreamworld. I don't even remember there being a train in Dreamworld. I guess it was like a boring ride that took you around.
A little bit of respect, mate.
A little bit of Peter Goff. 20 years of doing that.
That's amazing.
Well, no, but I'm just saying if you go to a theme park,
sure.
No one's being like, yeah,
my favorite, my favorite part was the train. Well, Moses Jenkins, potentially. All right. Now, guys, do you want one that was sent in by Josh?
Yes, please.
All right. That's great because that's what I have. This was taken from the Craigslist of the World,
which is
a Telegraph poll.
Okay.
Ah, beautiful.
This has blown up a little bit online recently, so you may have heard it. It's stapled to a Telegraph poll. It's from Philadelphia by the looks of it, but I just know it's from Philadelphia.
from the feel and the look of the paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are Philadelphia staples for sure. And it says, come watch me eat an entire rotisserie chicken. November 6th.
Scrig Larson.
November 6th will be the 40th consecutive day I have eaten an entire rotisserie chicken.
Oh. That's monstrous.
At 12 o'clock noon, the chicken will be consumed on that abandoned pier near Walmart.
Oh.
This is not a party. And we know it's real because there's been a news report about it has photos but no name, no contact information, no specifics about which pier near Walmart, because for real, are you even from Philly if you don't know? His name is Alexander Tominski.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 31-year-old server at Barclay Prime who's lived in Philly for 8 years.
And he's been eating full rotisserie chickens for 40 days.
And he looks a little bit like Liev Schreiber.
God rest his soul. Alexander Tominski.
Now, there are so many things about this that I'm interested in. I would have thought that it would be impossible to eat a chicken a day for 40 days.
Well,
that's why you don't dream like he
dreams. They're quite sizable, aren't they?
A chicken is big. A chicken used to be small.
If you were serving food to friends,
I reckon I'd go chook for four people.
That makes sense. Breast, leg, two of each.
Yeah. I think that's what I'd do.
So this person is eating four times the recommended amount of chicken.
I also am interested in when he says an entire chicken, the whole.
I don't think he's eating the bones, Michelle.
Well, he's a coward. Nose to tail.
I reckon I could.
Have some respect.
Here's the thing.
Maybe that, not, that's all you save yourself. Not, you eat a chicken a day.
Maybe not for 40 days, but if that was all I was eating around about like 6 p.m., you know what I mean? I hadn't had any lunch or breakfast.
I don't think you could do
or
it.
Or a poo.
Or no, you'd want to have to do a poo to clear you out. Yeah. You?
How would you do a poo?
What do you mean?
I mean, you wouldn't have.
Well,
you would have eaten
yesterday's chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not pooing. You're constipated. You're only eating chicken.
Oh, because you're only eating chicken. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I was reminded of this as you were reading this out, Ben, of a friend of ours and previous guest on the show, Chazlitt Jadella, whom people might know from The Chaser.
Yeah.
Who I believe you went to a movie with once.
I went to a movie with Chaz. It was Mad Max Fury Road. And it was actually one of those weird, it was a weird sort of Free to a Good Home event, but like origins. Because I don't think Chaz had been on the show yet.
Right.
And Heno hadn't been on the show yet.
Right.
But they were both there.
Interesting.
And of course, Mad Max Fury Road features Charlize Theron, who's been on the show multiple times.
Multiple times. She's a big fan.
Big fan. But yeah, went with Chaz. I'm pretty like open-minded about what you can eat in the cinema.
Yeah, same.
But he brought and consumed a rotisserie chicken.
Ooh.
What do you think about that, Michelle? That's got a reaction out of you, Michelle.
Oh, okay.
I haven't eaten a rotisserie chicken in a long time.
God, they're good.
But I remember when we lived together,
yeah.
I would occasionally buy the ones from Coles.
Yeah.
And they were always much... I would always buy them. Like, they're like at the end of the night, they're like $4 or whatever, $3.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get that sweet, sweet spot.
And you'd walk out and I would want to eat it as I was walking back to our house.
Yeah.
But every time I did, I would burn my fingers because they're so fucking hot.
They are very, very
hot. And I would be concerned... That
well, the chicken has to have some sort of defense mechanism.
Yeah, exactly. Give
well,
it something.
I'd be concerned that eating it in the movie, you'd be like, owie, owie, owie.
Yeah, and I think you would be like that.
You know. Yeah, I mean,
have you ever eaten a whole chicken, Michelle?
Before I stopped eating meat, Michael Hing, I used to, and I didn't, I can't believe I didn't realize this until you asked me that question and my mind sort of expanded and I went back to a place.
core memory.
I used to almost exclusively eat like... chicken and carrots. Just like that was my foods that I liked. I'd never had a burger. I'd never had pasta.
I'd never had a burger or pasta.
I didn't have a burger until I was 19. I didn't have.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I never had a burger. I just never had a burger. I just didn't eat one because I liked nuggets. So every place that sells burgers also sells nuggets.
So you would always just nuggets.
I would just purchase the nuggets.
Never tempted to even try a burger?
Absolutely not. That's a missed nug opportunity.
You grew up. Where did you grow up?
Wagga Wagga.
No, but so burgers are on offer.
But you can have a burger.
Yeah, there's burgers
but
available.
Like it's not like there's like a nice local burger shop. There's like, I mean, the fish and chip shop maybe makes the most exciting burger there.
Right, okay.
You know, it's just like McDonald's and we only have one McDonald's. Mm-hmm. You don't go there very often. You can't like walk there from school. Like it's not that kind of town. You got to go to the drive-thru.
What, only has one McDonald's?
It had one when I was growing up. Right. Now it has two or three. In high school, they built one near my school in like year 10 or year 11. And it was, oh my God, I cannot tell you how cool that was to be able to go to a McDonald's. Wow. What a cool thing to do.
So were you for the first 18 or 19 years of your life, you never ate a burger.
I'd never ate a
burger. You only ate chicken and carrots.
I liked carrots. That was my vegetable that I liked. Uh-huh. And I liked chicken. Uh-huh. And I liked fish. And I liked fruit.
Right, okay.
And I liked nuggets. And that was basically it.
Damn.
I was so fussy. And Milo. Just like liters and liters. When I went to other people's houses, my mum would give me like Milo to take, so I didn't eat all their Milo. I think it was rude.
And you were staying over.
Yeah.
Did you take a little Ziploc bag full of Milo?
No, she would like buy me a full tin to take because she was like, she's going to fuck.
Would you just eat it with a spoon?
No, I would always have it with milk, but it was like just as long as it's wet.
Then she should also be fucking getting you to bring milk.
But I don't care if it's like not that much milk. Like it just needs to be wet. It just needs to be wet.
So what's your ratio when do you make a Milo now?
Yeah, they have plant-based Milo now.
Okay, so what
changed
do you
my life?
What are you making? What's your ratio of Milo to milk now? Do people have Milo?
Okay,
overseas?
So I'm in a small cup.
Activite, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, Activite.
Yeah. What's your Milo to milk ratio?
Okay, I'm in a tiny little cup. I'm in a tiny little cup. Cups like this. Like it's like a mug, like small. A tea mug.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Teen commemoration cup.
Like exactly. That's the standard measure. Yeah.
Like a
So I'm doing that. I reckon.
How many scoops?
I reckon it's half-half.
What the fuck, yeah. Michelle?
Simply too much. This is what happens to the human mind if you don't have a burger until you're fucking 20.
Half and half.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Love Milo. It just has to be wet. Just as long as it's wet, I will just keep eating. I have to get rid of the Milo in my house because I'm like, I'm out of control. I have to stop.
But are you even able to drink the Milo at that point? You'd be eating with a spoon.
It's about eating with a spoon. It's about eating the wet Milo. I'm not interested.
It's like cereal. You're making cereal.
Yeah, I'm making cereal. Yeah. I'm not interested in the milk bit. I will have the milk bit to avoid waste.
If there was no milk or soy milk available, would you have with water, Milo with water?
Milk is just a conduit. It's like I said.
I like a fat and a sweet together.
I sometimes wonder because I really like sashimi.
Oh yeah.
But I sometimes wonder if I do or if I just like soy sauce.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And like it's not socially acceptable to drink soy sauce. So
I think I really like sushi, but I actually really like ginger.
Yeah.
You know what I ate last night?
What?
Was a vegan sashimi made of watermelon. They call it watermelon sashimi.
Oh, I've heard of this. Is it good?
Well, I was confused.
Yeah.
Because the texture of it was surprisingly sashimi-like.
Right.
How do you do that to
a
watermelon?
I have no idea. I don't know what they did.
In good conscience.
I don't know what they did to it. But there was like a fattiness to it that was surprising because it was watermelon. It was like sort of a compressed or something watermelon. They'd done something to it. And it had
because I would just say, by the way, all watermelon is watermelon sashimi.
No, but like, of course, it's uncooked. But this was... It had the texture of salmon, I guess, like raw salmon or something.
Huh.
But
where were you?
I was at a restaurant, a pretty fine restaurant, but not a particularly fancy restaurant.
Okay.
But the wacky thing was they doused it in soy sauce and ginger, and I was like, I don't know if that's what I wanted.
What's tripping you up?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
did you like it? Well, should I try it or no?
I think I liked it. It was just an experience. It's like I don't know that I would eat it every day, but I can imagine myself ordering it because it was a fun experience.
Yeah, okay. I love a fun experience.
Yeah.
I also, so in answer to your question, on picnics when I was in my teens, I would always bring enough. So I would buy a chicken for the picnic and a chicken for Michelle because I would always eat too much chicken. And I also would only eat the breast. I would not eat the grey meat. I was like, no, thank you.
Can I ask, and this is a sensitive question, Michelle,
but
when you're a child or a teenager in your high school,
yes,
were you the weird kid?
Do you know what? I think so. I'm starting to think.
Because obviously now, very socially capable, you know, a film and television star.
A coveted plus one at any event.
Exactly. You know, you can do it all. She sings, she dances, she can drink a beer and then dance it off, famously. But obviously, you know, that you may not have always been that way. Do you think a person who brings two chickens to a picnic, first of all, great guest, but is it a weird, did you have a weird energy?
I think that was weird, yeah. I always liked comedy. I made people watch Good Newsweek at my 12th birthday party. Like, I can't have been, like, normal.
That's dire.
But I wasn't bullied for some reason. I was always confident. I think my confidence just saved me. To the point where, like, because when everyone else was like, I'm so shy and I'm trying to figure out what I am. And I was just like, well, I am good. And everyone was like, she's pretty confident about that.
She's the good one. She's got something figured out.
She seems fine, yeah.
Could I ask when you brought your Michelle chicken?
Yes.
Because, I mean, like, first of all, first and foremost, let me say, that's insane.
Yeah.
But second of all, there is a way to do this that I think is actually less insane. Well, curious.
I wasn't saying this is my chicken.
Okay, great. I was pretending
I thought that we needed two chickens when we didn't need two chickens, but I knew that chicken
was my chicken. Ask you were just like, oh, I brought two chickens, and then someone would be like, well, let's open that one. You're like, well, why don't you finish that one off first?
Because that's funny, because I would say that's fine to do that.
Just to be like, this is chickens for the party and this is chicken for Michelle.
But I was that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing to
say. I think that's crazy.
I would do that. I can imagine myself doing that.
That's crazy.
I can imagine myself doing that as an adult. Yeah. I'd be like, this one's for you guys, but I want my own.
Do you know what I started doing in like my late 20s that really felt like growing up?
Do you think, is this something I would have noticed maybe? What have you done?
I doubt you would have noticed this. But like when I went to a party, if I brought beer and didn't finish
leaving it.
You'd leave it?
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did that, I was like, well, I have $1 million, obviously, because that's the behavior of someone with $1 million. Yeah.
If you take it out of your bag, it stays. It's that's exactly. my rule. Unless it's like a vegan, unless I bring like a vegan cheese and then people eat like a quarter of it and there's all the other cheese it, and, like, and it's not a vegan house, then I'll take the vegan cheese.
Do you know what's kind of line ball though?
What?
When somebody brings a bottle of spirits.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, spirits is difficult. Behind.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, is it like a bottle of Jameson or is it a bottle of like Glenlivet?
Speaking
but
of.
As far as I'm concerned, by the way, if it crosses my threshold, you're not leaving with it. And that includes your clothes.
If I see it, it's mine.
Okay. What about this then? In a couple of weeks' time, we're having the end of year Christmas party for work.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my God. Now, another event I have not been invited to.
Well, it's the ABC. So
I work just Triple at the J ABC. Or is it the ABC?
It's just Triple J.
Okay.
But I don't know if you've been to
I've been on Triple J.
ABC Christmas parties before.
Worst day of my life.
It's probably an administrative error.
Oh my God. I see something.
You don't want to come to this because they don't provide any food or drink.
What?
Okay, that sounds delightful.
But it is at a pub, right? And they're not providing any catering or anything.
What?
We haven't had one in 3 years because of COVID. It's just going to be a sad nightmare, right? I also firmly believe that work drinks are work and should be paid. And so I will probably be boycotting this event.
Don't provide food or drink.
Yeah, it's just the ABC. It's what it is, right? Because they can't.
We got really food and drink at the final taping of Mad as Hell.
Well, it would be nice to be on television, wouldn't it, Michelle?
That's the thing, I guess. If you got a face like this kid, they pay for catering.
So a secondary.
She still brought a backup chicken.
I brought my own chicken. Haven't eaten meat in like 12 years, but I thought I'll bring one just in case.
So a secondary thread has. So there's the initial thread that has everyone at the office is included on. A secondary thread has occurred without the bosses, which is now a bunch of Triple J staff like planning to go to a festival, working out how to smuggle in booze to the pub so they don't have to buy a beer.
That's so funny. You just go before and you just bury it in the ground.
Yeah. Right, we're going to get oranges and syringes.
That's so funny. And just bring a flask. No one's going to look.
Well, yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if I'll go.
Please.
All this Camelback, that's just to keep me hydrated. Do you ever just like stop and wonder in situations like this how fucking amazing the Christmas parties for Triple J and like even like the mid-90s would have been?
Yeah.
A friend of mine who works in TV, it's Charlize Theron.
she was in Arrested Development.
She was in
Counts.
Has this great quote about working in TV now, which is like, working in TV now is like turning up to a party after the bar tabs run out and all anybody wants to talk about is how good the bar tab was.
Oh my God, that's so true and
Isn't
sad.
It though?
So sad.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Oh no.
I need to say something to bring Michelle out of spiral. So this was posted on Reddit in the r/TrueOffMyChest. And so it's like a confessions-y kind of
This is on Reddit, is it?
It's a Reddit one. All right. The title is, I signed up to a job in Antarctica so I would have a legitimate reason for missing my brother's wedding. Immediately, as someone who finds weddings very stressful and don't like them, I'm already like, you can do that? I didn't know. All right.
That's so funny. Here's you have to go to yours.
My brother is getting married this summer. I don't like the person he's getting married to, but I realize I can't control what he does. That's what he does with
wow.
that. Yeah. When they picked the date, I found out, but no one knew that I had knowledge of the date yet. Before my brother told me, I signed up for a job in Antarctica during the next field season. The wedding will take place during the field season, so I'll miss it. I've been to Antarctica twice before, so this might look strange. This meant there wasn't a fight about me missing the wedding for no good reason because everyone believes I committed to the job before I knew about the date. I know I should feel guilty, but I do not.
I understand what this is. This is committing to an Edinburgh Fringe when you know. That's what this is.
Well, it doesn't have to be Antarctica. It could be anywhere overseas, right?
Yeah. Like anywhere painful and cold.
Did
Edinburgh.
He say he's been there before?
Yes, okay. So he's worked in the field before.
I want to know what he does. And can we get a woolly mammoth or no?
Ooh.
I don't believe, Michelle, that they exist anymore.
Why?
Anywhere.
Nowhere? No. In the ice.
Do you mean like frozen in the ice?
Yeah, get
like,
one.
Like,
get like one up. Get it up.
My year 9 science teacher, who I can't remember his name.
Was a woolly mammoth.
He's very loud. He was obsessed with woolly mammoths.
Uh-huh.
And he kept saying, he used to say that the government...
Oh, that's
that,
a... Wow.
The government was stopping zookeepers from breeding woolly mammoths.
What?
Because he was saying...
Yeah, you just get a bear and an elephant to fuck.
He was saying that the elephant is such a direct descendant of the woolly mammoth that you could just... The way they breed dogs, you could selectively breed elephants until they got hairier and hairier and hairier.
Oh.
And then you'd have a woolly mammoth. But he's saying the government doesn't want us to do that. I can't remember his reasoning for
the
why.
The government doesn't want us to do that.
Like, what... What fucking department is that in the government?
I don't know, Treasury?
Yeah.
That's so funny. What a funny teacher. My Year 9 science teacher was an ex-bikey and then he had turned Mormon.
In Wagga Wagga, you say?
Yeah.
He did the anti-Walter White.
Yeah, he did the reverse. Yeah.
Mormon.
He did the old switcheroo.
Mormon, like from Utah Mormon. Mormonism.
Yeah, he became a Mormon. Yeah, he was found, like he was, that like took him out of his life of crime or whatever. He was like a big man, very, like looked like Shrek. Shrek energy, huge big man.
Scottish and accent or?
He had a Scottish accent, but he had lived in Australia for a long time. So it was kind of.
So really did have Shrek energy.
Yeah. Huge, wow. Shrek energy. And he was covered in tattoos. He was really friendly. I really loved him. And one day this little tiny man who was like, if it was a movie, he'd be played by John Leguizamo.
Great.
Okay.
And he was like a tiny little man. And he said something about his past. And my science teacher was like, that's not on, mate. We're not talking about that in front of the kids. And then the little guy was like, oh, are you scared? Oh, are you scared? And then it escalated in front of all the kids, escalated. And the little one, John Leguizamo, like punched
my science teacher.
And then he kept trying to punch him. And because he was so small and my science teacher was so big, he was just holding him by the head. Like a child style. Yeah.
Like,
just like, let me at him. In front of all the kids. It was humiliating. It's so powerful.
Scrappy dude, that kid.
Real scrappy. Yeah. Real scrappy dude energy. It was amazing.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was crazy. I can't believe it.
God, I've always wanted to do that, but I'm quite little. Like, I've always wanted to be able to hold someone at bay like
you
that.
That's why you had a kid, right?
That's right. I can do it with Moses.
Because you're so little, you would obviously more likely fit into the scrappy dude.
I know, but I spent my whole life, Michael, trying not to be scrappy dude.
I want to learn how to do like some sort of self-defense, like, or some sort of cool like martial art thing that like, if somebody comes up to me and like hassles me in the street, mm-hmm. I don't have to be like, oh God, I have to get to a crowd of people, or like, oh God, I have to get somewhere lit. I can be like, all right. Let's dance. Like, I just want to be able to
fight. What you need
is a gun.
You know what I mean? Like, what you need is a...
That's what they're doing in America. I think
the coolest...
I know, I just want to, like, be able to, like...
Ha-cha!
Yeah! Ha-cha. And then just walk away.
The coolest
and I want someone
thing...
To film
oh, sorry.
It.
Oh, you want to film it? Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just talking about my fantasy. If you can do fighting and you can train me to do fighting without me potentially breaking my neck or anything like that.
Or even just getting like tired.
I don't want to get like tired. I'm an actress. I'm important. I can't be tired. Yeah. I'm telling stories.
Fighting classes and tax deduction it.
I absolutely could.
Yeah, so you could learn your fighting skills.
I went to wrestling school. That's different. That's
what
fake fighting.
I
went to wrestling school because we did, for an Auntie Donna sketch, we did Michelle Beats Up the Boys.
Professional wrestling kind of stuff?
Professional wrestling. Uh-huh. It was Melbourne City Wrestling. They taught us how to like land in the ring and like how to make everything look real. And they taught me to flip Broden and how to pick up Mark.
How long did it
those people? I can't pick up anyone else.
No, it's got to be exactly.
It's got to be them. It's a combo.
They've got the right handles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life, which I think like is kind of the moment you're talking about.
Mm.
So when I worked in bars, I once saw this guy. It was at a punk gig. I think it was NoFX actually, and there was this again real scrappy dude guy. Just really going somebody, really going somebody. It was escalating. And then Scrappy Doo pulled his fist back to swing.
Mm.
And the largest man I've ever seen in my life just put his paw over the guy's hand from behind. Like, so grabbed his hand from behind. Just literally just laid his hand on his fist.
Wow.
And just went, I wouldn't.
That's what I want.
That's exactly what I want.
I just want that kind of power. I just want to be able to, like... I
could imagine you being like a She-Hulk attorney at law type.
Thank you so much. I can imagine it too. And I do. I imagine it every single day. I've got to learn.
Michelle, do you have one you want to share with us to take us home?
Yes, and this is quite rude and I apologise.
Hey, I've just come up with a game. Do you want to play it before Michelle's one or after?
No, let's play it now. Let's go. Okay. What is the game?
Well, see, Michelle.
Yes.
I just noticed we have two tape measures next to each other.
We do have two tape measures.
Do you want a very visual game for a...
Yep. Do you want to play Who Can Guess a Meter?
Yeah, I want to play Who Can Guess a Meter.
Okay, great. You can have the big one.
Okay.
I feel like if this goes well, this could be the next Guy Montgomery spins a ring at our live show. So if you enjoy this, we could play it at the live show.
So basically... So I don't look at it.
You
and
can't
I just
look
think
at it. You've got to let your eyes go. Because I think, actually, if you pull that out...
Numbers.
Oh, there are numbers. So
are
you've
the
got
numbers
to
go- on the other side?
No, yeah. No, you just, I think you've got to eyes, I think
you've
got
to let your eyes go soft so you can see how
put,
much.
Michelle's put on sunglasses.
You've got to look at it. You got to look at it.
Okay. I'm looking, no, I won't look.
And then we stretch it out to what we think a meter is.
Okay, so I will, as the, but you both have measuring tapes, but I'll commentate this.
Okay, ready?
Now, Ben, you
I'm
can go
put my
first.
Mic down.
Okay. Ben, you can go first. Okay. And Ben has a smaller white.
I can't look.
No, you were looking, you were looking at the numbers. No, I think you can look at. I think what you can do is you can see where your right hand is. You can pull with your left hand. You can look at your left hand because that numbers won't change. So you can guess what you think is a meter.
I reckon that's a meter.
Okay, now Michelle. So you can look at the extending hand. Extending hand.
My right hand.
Yeah. Okay. So dramatic.
I'm so.
Okay.
Okay. Now I reckon you're both under a meter. Ben, what are you at?
I pulled 85 centimeters.
85 centimeters. Michelle, what did you pull?
92.
Oh, Michelle got closer to a meter. What do we think, guys? Do we think that's a regular segment on the show?
I think, unfortunately, unlike Name That Sody, it doesn't have a chant.
Yeah,
guess that meter. It's, nah, it's terrible. It's a little bit
guess
too funky.
That meter.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's yeah, not. It needs work. Look, hit us up on the Discord if you have any ideas for this format.
Also, if you have any ads you'd like to read out, please submit them there or in the Facebook group. Or we've lost the account to our Twitter.
What?
Free to FTAGH pod.
What happened?
Well, I tried to log into it the other day and it sent a two-factor email to an email address that I can no longer access.
Okay.
So, but if you tag things in that, I can still search the tag.
Oh, yeah. So the system works.
The system works. If you want to submit classified to that,
you can just tag
me.
Yeah, just tag Michelle.
Because I own it.
The owner of the podcast.
And I'll tell them.
Michelle, do you have a rude one to take us home?
I've got a rude one to take you home, and I apologize. This person said, I've put multiple strawberries in my vag last night, which I imagine is vagina.
Vagine.
I imagine.
Vagine.
With my guy. And now I'm stuck. Now, where are you? I have questions. Where are you stuck? Which is stuck? Okay. So I'm hearing.
Maybe
they're
just stuck in that relationship now. Because
it's too.
Once
I said
happened,
I love you and now I can't take it back. I put the strawberries inside and now I'm stuck.
Now I'm stuck in this. I'm trapped.
I don't. And there is more information.
Okay. Yeah, I think we quite desperately need more information.
Okay. So me and my guy had a drunk night of doing a lot. Okay, this is a virgin. And one of the things was putting cold strawberries in my vagina during head like the ice trick.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I know the ice trick.
Oh, it's what killed Trotsky.
That's a great joke, Ben.
Thanks, mate.
That's
Thank
a
you.
Really,
I really
great joke.
Really appreciate that.
That's really
Let's
great.
Let's keep going.
It felt good, but I drunkenly knocked out with it in me.
Ooh.
And woke up late for work and rushed here. I'm now currently at work hungover with like three strawberries in my vag. And I'm just going on here to see if anyone has gone through this before. And will the strawberries later dissolve somehow? Or
no,
do I need
dissolve.
To keep trying to get them out myself? I hope they're out now.
I mean, this was posted. Well, I mean... It was posted a day ago.
One day ago.
I hope they're right. I mean, you know what? That's nice, Michelle. That's what I like about you.
You're furious,
Michelle.
You care
about people.
I've never seen you this empathetic and mad at the same time.
People make foolish mistakes. Why? Okay. So, all right. Listen. Cold strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
That's a floppy material. Mm-hmm. You don't put a floppy organic material.
Were they cold or frozen?
She said they were cold.
That doesn't rule out frozen, but it's a strange way of describing it.
Yeah, they just said cold. So I guess from the fridge.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe they're in Antarctica.
Sooner I like these sourworms.
It's a sourworm temperature.
Yeah, you know when you experiment with those trolleys.
Put sourworms on genitals for sex.
Yes, uh-huh. You know how you do that. You know, in the early stages of the relationship.
Oh, did I not tell you that's why we keep this in the fridge?
You get your sourworms.
I'm glad I've eaten
sex that Hamara
roughly 50 of those during this
time
thing.
Yes, yes. Well, I get, listen, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ice, I always thought, it doesn't matter what I thought it was. Listen, I just am worried that they're going to break into little bits.
Yeah.
That's hard to get out.
I think it's
going
to be, I'm worried about germs.
Do you know what I think this is?
That's a doctor. That's a doctor.
I think this is a job for the good people at the hospital.
Me too. Me too. Yeah.
Sometimes in life you have to say, I reckon I got to go to the hospital. Yeah. I reckon this is absolutely up there, Arlie.
It's not good because the because it could get up into your cervix. Yeah. And you could have some gross infection. Maybe would you grow a strawberry tree in your cervix?
No, I don't think.
Unlikely.
No, it wouldn't take root, I don't think. But when I engage in
any... I think the pH needs to be pretty bang on.
You realise I was talking to Costa from Gardening Australia over here. When I engage in sex, I bring a rotisserie chicken for me. The second wife.
And a rotisserie chicken for the group.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, just in case we get tired, don't touch this one, though.
it is weird. Like, I don't know if it's, like, selection bias or not, but, like, based on, like, whenever any of my friends have become doctors and they do their stint in the ER, maybe it's that they just don't tell me about the people who haven't come because they haven't put things inside themselves.
Oh, yeah. But
just
a lot
purely
of
based on the data I get from these people, it really sounds like that is 90 to 95% of their job.
Yeah, like why are we whinging? Like why did we go into a lockdown because there was a COVID surge when we could be locking down because the hospitals are being swamped with people putting shit inside them? It needs a flared top. It needs a flared top or it's not coming out.
I just, Michelle, that's an incredible, we've got a lot of COVID warnings on this podcast before on the Spotify app and now you're saying you're anti-lockdown. For COVID, because we should be locking down.
No, I was pro lockdown for the COVID. I think it kept us safe. I think other things that will keep us safe are a lockdown on the people who keep putting
Can you imagine
inside them and not being responsible.
This definitely statistically happened in like 2021, height of the COVID pandemic, I believe. Hospitals are like rickety. You know what I mean? They're like, it's a house of cards.
Running
about to
out
come
of
down.
Beds. Yep. Premier's doing daily updates.
Yeah, people are pulling like 50-hour shifts.
Yeah.
I reckon statistically at least one person turned up to the ER being like, I put something in my ass that I shouldn't have, and they'd be like, not now.
Exactly. Get out of the way. You're in the way.
Sorry, that lives in you now. That matchbox car lives in you
maybe
now.
Maybe it's good for them, though. Maybe it's good for morale.
But imagine
for staff morale.
Here's a problem I can fix.
Actually, maybe if people can put more stuff in.
Do you know what, Michelle?
I think they need a laugh.
But do you know what? I think the official stance of this podcast is that people put no more or less than what they're already putting in their ass.
Yeah, keep the
slash
same.
Vag.
Keep the same.
I don't want to tell people to do it less. Don't want to tell them to do it more. Uh-huh. It seems like our health system is dealing fine with the current level of people getting things lodged in their cavities.
Yeah.
I disagree. I believe in our listeners and I think they could achieve great things if they put their minds to it.
That's
true. So I'm saying, go for gold out there.
Go for gold.
Could you put this podcast in your ass? Potentially. I mean, the iPod Nano is hard to come by these days. But I mean,
can you imagine if the chief health officer had to give a press conference being like, guys, the hospitals are overrun. And yet people at home are experimenting.
iPod Nano's playing this episode of Freedom Good Home.
We recognize it's a viral trend, but
I can see this happening like on TikTok.
By the way, if you find a way to put our podcast in your ass, I really encourage you to not
send
get in contact
photos
with
Don't contact us. Feel free to tell, I don't know, SBS celebrity Mark Fennell about it.
Yeah, make sure you let Mark Fennell know that you put this podcast up your bum.
mark@sbs.com.au. Email Mark. Don't contact us about it.
No.
But tweet at him.
But
email him.
Godspeed.
All right. Well, Michelle.
Yes.
What have you got going on that people would like to know about? Michelle Brazier.
I'm Michelle Brazier. Uh-huh.
She gets within 8 centimetres of a metre just by instinct.
Yeah. Just instinct. So if you need any handiwork
done. That's front of house talent, baby.
If people want to invite a singer to their wedding.
If you want to invite a singer to your wedding, you let me know. If you want, if you can't go to Hing's wedding.
If you were like an open invitation, you'd go to a Michelle Brazier fan's wedding, but they have to give you 5 minutes with a microphone.
You're very
funny. To do whatever you want.
But you also you want. Have a non-wedding based special coming out.
I do have a non-wedding based special. It's called Average Bear and it's coming out on Paramount Plus. And they've told me I can't say when it's coming out yet, but I would say if you check Paramount Plus, say within, you know,
a week of this,
maybe. a weekish, I would check it out. You know, I just check and see.
And that's
just
true,
check
because
and see
while you're
there,
you can also check out Yellow Jackets, which is a fine Paramount Plus promo.
Were you in I love Yellow Jackets.
I was not in Yellow Jackets.
My friend
Liv is in Yellow Jackets.
Liv is fantastic in Yellow Jackets.
Have you had Liv on this?
No, we've never.
I don't know who that is.
Liv is a great actor and also a comedian.
Yeah.
They live in,
They live in LA.
Yeah, they live in LA, but they come here often. They're
we've had people from LA on this podcast.
That's true.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, that's true.
You've had Charlize.
So this is the Average Bear show that you did a couple of years ago at the Comedy Festival.
Yes.
It had so much buzz around it. It was selling out shows. And I saw it, very much enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I would say it's both comedic and, as is the tradition of great comedy festival shows, has quite a heart to it as well.
It's definitely more of a play.
Core.
It's a one woman show. It's a storytelling show.
There's
that I masquerade as comedy.
There's some music.
Yes.
You get those classic Michelle Brazier pipes out.
You get them out. Oh, yeah. You got to get them out when the cameras are on. Cameras are rolling. She gets them out.
And that'll be out on Paramount Plus
at some point.
Now, if you have Paramount Plus, feel free to sign up and watch that. If you don't have Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
DM me.
Or just get a free trial.
Yeah, you can get a free trial.
Fucking great idea.
Get a free trial.
Get a free trial.
When you get a free trial, make sure the first thing you watch is my special because that will make me look so good
and
to
then
that streamer.
After that, delete it.
Delete it. Watch Yellow Jackets and then delete it. You can watch Yellow Jackets in a week.
You can keep both in. Yeah, you can.
I think you should get I like Paramount Plus, to be completely honest.
Yeah, really?
I think you should get it and you should keep it. Yeah. You can get it through Amazon Prime or through Apple TV.
Can you?
Yeah.
I have watched Nathan For You on it.
Yes.
Which is pretty good.
Yes.
Very good show.
Yeah.
Benjamin, aside from Yellow Jackets, what's going on with you?
Oh, mate. I mean, we're doing Dragon Friends at the Vanguard next week.
We are. No, it'll be this week. So when this comes out, it'll be this week. Come along to the Vanguard. Me, Ben, Alex, Dave.
Tom Cardy.
I'm going to come heckle.
Our special guest, little person called Montaigne is
going
to
be there. Yeah, Montaigne's doing it. Simon Griner obviously is going to be there.
Of course, Simon, yep. Eden has fled the country, so he won't be there. But, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Vanguard, great. They do great cocktails. They have lovely pizzas.
Yeah.
It's a great venue. We're thrilled to be back there. So you can get tickets on the web, on the World Wide Web.
And then obviously also the sketch show is coming out at some point.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later when we know more about when it's coming out.
And for me, I'm doing some trial shows in Sydney on the 18th and I think 19th of November or something.
God, I think I'm doing that too. It's in my calendar. My manager put it in my calendar and I was like, what the hell is this? But I don't know anything about it. So
18th and 19th of November at 107 Projects in Redfern. I've got to try out a whole bunch of new gear. Maybe it'll be about eating two rotisserie chickens. But yeah, you can find details for that on my social media. But yes, Michelle Brazier, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Oh, what a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain,
tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.